Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. I have no money. I have no time. I hear these grumblings from writers nearly every day. Have you ever said something like, "If I could just quit my day job, I'd finally be able to write my novel"? Well, wouldn't it be great if you could just write and not have to worry about money and time? Today, as part of Thursday's commitment to ACT, consider crowdfunding your book. What is crowdfunding? It's basically when lots of people are pitching in small amounts of money to help you reach your funding goal, usually in exchange for small tokens of appreciation related to the project. And what those tokens of appreciation are depend on how much a person contributes. $5 might get them a nicely worded thank you email. $10, a digital copy of your book. $100, a signed copy of your book. $500, maybe a mention in the foreword of your book. I've seen authors let their higher level contributors name the characters in their stories. Getting creative with this shouldn't be hard for you, and you really only have to come up with a handful of contribution levels and corresponding gifts. So where do you go to find contributors? Fortunately, there are a number of websites out there that specialize in this kind of thing. The most well-known is Kickstarter, and their renown means that projects enjoy higher visibility than they would on other sites, simply because of the traffic Kickstarter gets. The drawback, though, is that it can take some persistence to get your project approved on Kickstarter. They're rather selective about which projects make it onto the site, and which ones don't make the cut. With their approval process, they have everyone's best interests in mind, including yours, because they want to see your project succeed. But if it doesn't get approved right away, you can resubmit after making the changes that they suggest. There's also Indiegogo, another popular crowdfunding site. By the way, I'm posting these links in the resources section under this episode, so you don't have to write down the names of all these websites. Indiegogo might actually be less stressful than Kickstarter because they let you keep all of your funds whether you meet your goal or not. Kickstarter takes more of an all-or-nothing approach to this and requires you to meet your goal to get any funding at all. And there are many other sites. If you care to dig around and scour Google search results, here are a few. Prefundia, GoFundMe, Unbound, and PubSlush. PubSlush is getting more and more popular, and some people are even calling it the Kickstarter of books. It's still pretty small, but what's great about the smaller niche services is that even though they have fewer members, those who are there are more likely to take an interest in your project. Now, fair warning, these projects don't fund themselves. A lot of people will submit projects thinking that Kickstarter attracts so many people to its website that their project will be seen by tons of potential contributors. It's true to a point, but it does take a fair amount of promotion effort outside of the crowdfunding site itself. You'll be making use of a lot of the usual suspects for your promotional efforts: social media pages, blogs, good old-fashioned in-person networking with business cards, and my favorite, the all-powerful mailing list. This is one of the reasons I'm incessantly imploring writers to start building a mailing list. But here's the great thing about all this. Once you get the book written, you'll already have your own marketing infrastructure in place, and getting the sales ball rolling won't require that much extra effort. You'll be happy to hear that crowdfunding can be done, and I've seen authors raise thousands of dollars from crowdfunding. All it takes is a little creativity, persistence, and a willingness to learn. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.